topics I noticed, the questions I got, structure Torah Shabbat Peh, development, what happens after Chesimus HaTalmud. Now let's get back to Kabbalah HaTorah. Mishpatim. Gamosha Omar Ali Al Hashem. Atava Aaron, Nodova Avihu, Vishivim Mizikna Yisrael, Vishtachavisa Merochok. Nigash Moshe Levadu Al Hashem, Vahem Loigosh. And Moshe wrote, it's called Direi Hashem, Rashi says, from Bereishis to the story of Matan Torah. And they built Mizbeach, they brought Korbonis. It's Zrikas Hadam. Vayomru kol asher diber Hashem naase v'nishmo. We're in Shabbos. When the Malachi Hashoreis heard this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard it, mi gilo lehem, who revealed to them that this is the yesod of the Torah? Now, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us a story. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim to get the Torah. And the Malachi Hashoreis turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mali Yilod Isha Beinenu, how do you allow this human being, born of woman, to be here? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, to give the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu answers, so Malach HaShoreis answer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah is perfect. Let human beings first perfect themselves and they get the Torah. Torah which was given 9,774 generations before Bryas HaOlam. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Moshe Rabbeinu, says, give him an answer. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm afraid to give them an answer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod, and then you'll be able to give them an answer. Moshe Rabbeinu holds on to the Kisei HaKavod. And he says, Torah is what's written in it? Lo sirtzach. He turns to Malachi HaShoreis, says, you have jealousy, you have angers, you want to kill someone. Lo signo, if you want money. What's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Moshe Rabbeinu says the Torah is not given to perfect human beings. The Torah is given to human beings who want to make themselves perfect. And that wanting to make themselves perfect, why did he have to hold on to the Kisei HaKavod? The idea of a human being deciding he wants to change himself and not get into every push that he has, every taiva that he has. The idea of a human being building himself up to take himself, an imperfect human being, and make himself perfect is only possible when you hold on to a Kisei HaKavod, when you feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you understand that by perfecting yourself, you become more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, the Torah is not. The Torah is for someone who has a havamina, and maybe I should take the money. And because he's holding on to a Kisei HaKavod, says, no, I'm not going to take the money. Well, Signov. The person's holding on, you get so angry, I don't want to kill him. And you hold on to Kisei HaKavod, the Torah says, I'm not allowed. Now, when Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma, miyad, immediately, Malach HaShareis took two ksarim, two crowns, one for Nasa and one for Nishma, and put them on the heads of each Jew who's makabel the Torah. What does it mean, Nasa v'nishma? It means many things. But Migilo Lahem, who revealed to them that this is the yisod on which the entire Torah is based? Pasuk says, Hashem Yisinai Bo V'zorach Masei Yelomo Pasuk V'zos HaBrocha Hofia Mehar Paron He also may revolve Kodesh. Mimino Ejdos Lomo. So the Sifri tells us a story. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around trying to give the Torah away to all the nations of the world. He came to this nation. What does it say there? Well, it says there, Lo Signov, our whole Panos is Gneva. Lo Signov, our whole life is Taifa. Markosim. Comes to Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael says, Nasa v'nishma. We're not asking any questions. What's the Gemara? What are Chazal trying to tell us? There are two types of people who approach the Torah. There's a type of person who approaches the Torah. The Torah has to be made to fit certain preconceived notions that I have. Either their personal notions, or they just reflect the culture of the world that I'm from. There's a whole group today called Open Orthodoxy. What's the yisod of their problem? The yisod of their problem is that taking the culture of the Western world in the year 2017, saying we have to readjust the Torah and make the Torah fit that culture. No. There's nothing the Torah has to fit. The Torah has to fit exactly what the Torah tells us to do. And when we want to know what to do, we can't come from any other angle except pure what the Torah wants. And that is the culture we have. That's the value system we have. And that's what we're all about. We take Torah, we honestly try to understand it, and it can be very complicated and very complex. Try to get the ideas out of Torah, apply them to life, and that's what we are. And other value systems, other cultures, that's not relevant. Torah is our value system, Torah is our culture. And everything else is important or valuable or right or wrong, dependent whether it fits the Torah or it doesn't fit the Torah. And that's it. B'nai Esau, B'nai Yishmael, all the nations of the world, does this fit the Torah? That doesn't fit the Torah. We're into Taiva. Too bad. Torah says you have to limit things. Torah says you have to do it this way. No, the other says, no, we're into this, you're into that. Too bad. Torah says this is the way it has to do. That discipline of accepting Ol Malchus Shemayim. Ol Malchus Shemayim says it's an Ol, and it's Malchus, and I have to accept it. We begin. Anochi Hashem Elokeich Hashem Tzatzicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm the boss. If you accept me as the boss, then we can get into mitzvahs. But first comes a Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim, understanding that the only absolute in this world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah, in the version we have, the Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebalpeh, represents the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and my chokhmah, my ratzon, don't play a role. I have to subject my chokhmah to Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and my Rotzon to the Rotzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if the world around me says this is the way it is, and this is the way life should be lived, and these are the vows of the world, and the Torah tells me to do something else. So the world has to just change. Torah is the only absolute. When Avram Avinu meets Avimelech, so it's a very interesting conversation. Avram Avinu tells Sarah, say, you're my sister. And Avimelech comes, kidnaps Sarah. And obviously he had designs on Sarah. So all of a sudden he has a dream. Hin chameis, you're going to die. And this woman is a Bula's Baal. She's married. Avimelech didn't touch her. Because I'm a tzaddik. You can't kill me. I'm a tzaddik. He tells the Kodesh Baruch. She says, he said, it's my sister. I didn't know it's my, well, wait. And he says, but some levav in nikyon kapai. And as Chazal say, wait a second. A man comes into town and you kidnap his wife, don't say you're such a tzaddik. So, Avimelech the next morning tells Avram Avinu, I'm a tzaddik, you're a rosha. Okay. Why'd you do this? Vayomer Avram, Avram says, Ki amarti, because I said, Rak and Yiris Elokim Bamokum Hazeh Vaharoguni Aldavar Ishti. There's no Yerushalayim here, and they're going to kill me. What's Avram Avinu saying? Avram Avinu says that I'm sure Gror was a civilized place, and the king ran it in a civilized manner. And if one member of the society of Gror would get up and kill another member of the society of Gror, I'm sure they'd take him to court the next day, probably be executed. No question. Civilized place with laws, you know, you probably weren't allowed to steal, you weren't allowed to murder. It's a very civilized place. But who makes the laws? The king makes the laws. And he makes the laws around what he wants to have laws. So normally, what do? You make laws against murder, against stealing, and the like, kidnapping, and the like. But then all of a sudden, one day, the king decides, you know, I want to change the laws. Because I want this woman. So you change the laws. There are no absolutes. I'm sure in 1943, if someone walked down a main street anywhere in Germany, and kill one German would kill a second German, he'd be pulled into court the next day. Happened to be a Jew, so you redo the laws. There are no absolutes. You redo the laws. So what do you do when you redo the laws? You change everything and say, okay, you're not allowed to kill a human being, but a Jew is subhuman. You adjust the laws. If there's no Yerushalayim, there are no absolutes. If there are no absolutes, you can do whatever you want. You're in charge of making the laws. 100 years ago, abortion was considered murder. You killed a terminally ill patient, it was murder. And if one person killed another person, he'd probably be executed. Today, the world's just the opposite. Abortion is a mitzvah. Killing a terminally ill patient is a mitzvah. And if one person kills another person, you have to have rachmanis and chas v'sholom, you're not allowed to touch him. The world changes. What's going to be another few 100 years? Who knows? Torah says no. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Malchus Shemayim. He gave us absolute rules. If you have Yiras Shemayim, so then you accept him as the absolute power, the absolute source of value, and that's what it is. I like it, I don't like it, too bad. Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Kof Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara Mitzvahs Lav Lehenos Netnos says this following word: Lios kiyumam hanoa ba'olam, elo l'ol al tzavareihem nitno. It wasn't given to us to enjoy. We may enjoy doing Torah mitzvahs. I love nothing more than doing Torah mitzvahs, learning Torah, understanding the Tosfos, understanding a Rashi and Ramban, Shach and Ketzos. Fine. But I accept to do it whether I enjoy it or not. I accept to do it because that's the Tzivi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That sense of absolute. That sense of absolute. That it's a Tzivi HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I have to submit myself. Whether I like it or I don't, or I understand it, it fits my lifestyle, it doesn't fit my lifestyle. That's the first thing of Na'aseh V'Nishma. And nowadays, we live in a very democratic society. The problem with democratic society is it's very different than when you lived in a society with absolute authority. When there was a society with absolute authority, so people got used to the sense of this sense of absolute authority. It was a king, it was a dictator. You live in North Korea today, you know there's such a thing as absolute authority. What, you don't do what the leader says, bang, you're finished. Sense of absolute. And in a people grow up in a democracy. Sometimes when they come to Yiddishkeit, come to Torah, find it difficult to accept sense of authority, an absolute authority. That's a very critical thing. And one of the reasons people find it difficult to have them to fulfill the mission that I talked about yesterday, Aseh Lecha Rav, means sense of authority. I'm not in charge. I have to accept that someone understands the Torah better than you, and you have to be meshabed yourself to his Havanas HaTorah. He's setting standards for you, and people don't like that. It's anti-democratic. It's much easier to send a text message to some unknown person, get back a text message. You like it, you don't like it. There's no personal contact, and there's no sense of shibud anymore. You decide to delete, you don't decide to delete. You do whatever you want. You go to a person, ask a shayla, you're basically saying, I'm subjecting myself to your version of the authority of Torah. That sense of authority, of absoluteness, is the first thing of Na'aseh V'Nishma. We don't run the world. We submit our chokhmah to chokhmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, submit our rotzen to the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's something more, something even deeper. When the pasuk says, "Kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishma," so Unkle says, "Na'abed unekabel," we'll do it and we'll accept it. So he's talking in the sense of the sefri na'aseh v'nishma, but the word shema has a very important meaning. The word shema can mean to listen to a sound. Shema can also mean to understand. Lev shomeya, an understanding heart. Shema Yisrael, we paskin, means understand Klal Yisrael. It means understand. Na'aseh v'nishma. We'll do it and we'll understand it. Now, there are two mitzvahs of Limud HaTorah. There's one mitzvah of Limud HaTorah Ulamadetem osom ushmartem las osom. You have to learn halacha in order to be able to know what to do. As the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hakdamat Hilchos Shabbos, unless you know Hilchos Shabbos well, it's impossible to be a Shomer Shabbos. So Nasa, just to do, means do, and know all the halachas that are necessary in order to perform. Nishma will understand, mean beyond that which is necessary to perform mitzvahs, we will makabel on ourselves to understand Torah mitzvahs. And that is a tremendous kabbalah. One thing is to know Hilchos Shabbos. You learn Mishnah Berurah, you learn Shmir Shabbos Kilchos, you know every conceivable thing, what to do on Shabbos. But all that's part of Nasa. Then there's Nishma. Sitting down and learning Masechta Shabbos so you understand it well. The thing is true about every area of Torah. So Nasa v'Nishma, the word Shema, Unklus translates makabel. We'll do it, and we're makabel. We accept the absolute authority of it. Like the Sifri says. The Beis Halevi points out. But Shema generally means something else. Nasati l'cham lev shomea. Shema Yisrael means to understand. Klal Yisrael accepted two things here. And when the Malachi HaShavis HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who revealed to them the secret that beyond doing Torah mitzvahs, there is a separate Kabbalah for understanding Torah mitzvahs? Limud HaTorah L'shem Limud HaTorah, understanding, just understand and have a better depth. To my Shabbos, it's a very different. With you in Hilchos Shabbos, if you know Hilchos Shabbos from Shmir Shabbos Kolchos and Mishnah Berurah, you understand it deeply. It's all different Shabbos, whole different Yiddishkeit. Every mitzvah, Beis Halevi says it, the Eglei Tal says it, Zagdomit Lumod Olam Ed Lishma V'Lasos. There are four parts of every mitzvah. To do it, to make a siyag around it, to learn it, and to teach it. L'mod olamed. So part of Mitzvah Shabbos is understanding Shabbos. Part of Mitzvah Pesach is understanding Pesach. Part of every mitzvah is understanding it. When Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, this is exactly what they accepted. That the idea of Limud HaTorah being at the center of focus, what Yiddishkeit is all about, goes back to Nasa V'Nishma. So, Nasa includes, and Nasa is not a simple thing. Nasa for Shabbos knows means all the details of Hilchos Shabbos, knowing Mishnah Berurah backwards and forwards. But that's only the Nasa. That's half the story. It's the Lishma of Alasos. But then, there's the Nishma. Not only to do it that way, to understand Shabbos well and well and well and well. And there are two Ksarim. There's the Keser that's for the Asiya, and there's the Keser that's for the Havana. Then Moshe took the dam. Only after, Vayikach Moshe Sefer HaBris. It's very interesting. Vayikra Bosnei Hayom, Vayomru, and they said Nasa V'Nishma. And then Moshe says, "Hine dam HaBris." Now we're being Koreis Bris. So the Krisis Bris was on mitzvahs and Havonas HaMitzvahs. And the Rambam writes in the Hakdama I discussed the Hakdama briefly yesterday and the day before. The Gemara that creases brises in Torah Shabbat. Ki al pi hadvarim ha'ele karati tchem bris v'Yisrael. There's no creases bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu without a deep havana of Torah Shabbat Peh. And Torah Shabbat Peh means, it begins with brachas, Shabbos, Erev, Pesachim, Yevamos, Ksubis, Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, until you get to Nida. And a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the ultimate purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the ultimate Lokartes Chem Lilom, Anielo Chem Lilokim. That relationship over Krisas Bris that binds us both to each other. Krisas Bris means we have an unbreakable relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that Krisas Bris means that our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as much as a Jew may want to break it, it's a deal. No breaking. But the fulfillment of that deal is Na'aseh v'Nishma. Because only through Na'aseh and Nishma, through the Asiyah and the Havana, can we establish a proper connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have that deep bond that is implied in the bris, probably Lokartes Chem Lilo'om, V'ani E'yo Lachem Lelokim.